Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A global fertilizer price shock is brewing, and India's kharif season is staring at a critical agricultural input crisis, with urea prices nearly doubling in just a few months. First, let's understand the context. Geopolitical disruptions, including the West Asia conflict, Strait of Hormuz threats, and production facility shutdowns have caused global fertilizer prices to skyrocket. Urea prices, for instance, have spiked from $508 to $512 per ton in February 2026 to $935 to $959 per ton, while DAP prices have risen from $680 to $720 to $865 to $925 per ton. What makes this significant is that India, the world's second-largest fertilizer consumer after China, remains heavily import-dependent for key inputs. The country's kharif season urea requirement is 19.4 million tons, but the available supply is only 5.5 million tons, creating a huge gap. Building on this, let's look at India's fertilizer dependency. The country is heavily reliant on imports to meet its fertilizer needs. Domestic production is not sufficient to meet the demand, and this is where the problem lies. Crucially, the 2026 price shock has been caused by a combination of factors, including the West Asia conflict, which has disrupted ammonia and natural gas supplies, with natural gas being the primary feedstock for urea. The Strait of Hormuz threat has also impacted the supply of urea, as the Middle East is a major urea exporter, with countries like Saudi Arabia, Oman, and Qatar playing a significant role. Additionally, Russia's sanctions have affected the supply of potash and ammonia, with payment restrictions persisting. China's periodic restrictions on fertilizer exports to ensure domestic supply have also contributed to the price shock. And, to make matters worse, European plant shutdowns due to high gas prices have reduced EU fertilizer production. It is worth pausing here to note that the price impact of this shortage will be significant, with India's kharif supply-demand gap putting a huge strain on the country's agricultural sector. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that fertilizers are a critical input for agriculture, and any shortage or price increase can have a ripple effect on the entire food chain. Now, let us turn to India's fertilizer subsidy architecture. The country operates a fixed maximum retail price, or MRP, system, where the government sets prices for farmers, and the gap between the market cost and MRP is paid as a subsidy to manufacturers and importers. For urea, the MRP is capped at around 242 per 45 kilograms bag, a price that has remained unchanged since 2012. For P and K fertilizers, such as DAP, MOP, and SSP, the subsidy is fixed per kilogram of nutrient under the Nutrient-Based Subsidy, or NBS, scheme, which has been in place since 2010. The MRP for these fertilizers is market-determined, but within certain limits. The key bodies involved in India's fertilizer subsidy administration include the Department of Fertilizers, which is part of the Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers, as well as public sector producers like the Fertilizer Corporation of India, and cooperatives like IFFCO and CRIBCO, which are major producers and distributors. The subsidy is transferred directly to manufacturers after sale to farmers via point-of-sale machines, using the Direct Benefit Transfer, or DBT, system. What does this mean for India's fiscal position? A $100 per ton rise in global urea price can add an additional 15,000 to 20,000 crore to the country's annual subsidy burden. The 2026 price shock could add a whopping 30,000 to 50,000 crore to India's fertilizer subsidy bill, straining fiscal consolidation targets. Now, let us look at some alternatives and India's agricultural response. One recommended alternative for the kharif season is IFFCO's Nano Urea Liquid, which was launched in 2021. This innovative product provides nitrogen in nanoparticle form, which can be absorbed directly through leaves, reducing groundwater contamination from urea runoff. One 500 milliliters bottle of nano urea can replace one 45 kilograms urea bag, and the price is around 240 per bottle, which is significantly lower than the market value of conventional urea. However, it is essential to note that nano urea cannot fully replace conventional urea yet, as its efficacy varies by crop and soil type. Moving on to the policy framework for fertilizer security, it is crucial to understand the role of key initiatives and schemes. Remember this number: India's fertilizer subsidy is around 1.64 lakh crore, according to the FY26 budget. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The urea MRP in India is around 242 per 45 kilograms bag. The nutrient-based subsidy scheme covers P and K fertilizers, but not urea. IFFCO's Nano Urea was launched in 2021, and one 500 milliliters bottle is equivalent to one bag of conventional urea. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topic of fertilizer subsidy and India's agricultural response is relevant to both prelims and mains. For prelims, remember the key facts and numbers, such as the urea MRP and the nutrient-based subsidy scheme. For mains, you can expect questions on the impact of fertilizer subsidy on soil health and fiscal sustainability, as well as alternatives to chemical fertilizer dependency, such as nano-fertilizers, biostimulants, and organic farming. The significance of this topic lies in its connection to India's food security, agricultural sustainability, and fiscal management. As the country navigates the challenges of global fertilizer price shocks, it is essential to understand the intricacies of India's fertilizer subsidy architecture and the alternatives that can help mitigate the impact of such shocks on the agricultural sector.